SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not budging in his insistence of a nuclear-free Iran.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports, and Iran is threatening to strike targets across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait, as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles Tillesma.
And there are reports a second round of U.S.-Iran peace talks could take place before the end of the week. Maryland Democrats have failed to redraw the state's congressional map ahead of the midterm elections, setback for Democrat Governor Wes Moore, who had cited President Trump's GOP-friendly redistricting campaign.
The clock officially ran out on the proposal late Monday night as the state legislative session ended, a casualty of internal party disagreements. In the end, the Maryland Senate left the bill in a committee, with Democrats who controlled the chamber concerned it would backfire under judicial review. As in usual, mid-decade redistricting continues next week. Democrats will not be poised to pick up a seat in Maryland, where the proposed map would have made it easier for voters to oust the state's lone Republican member of the U.S. House. Governor Moore calls President Trump's efforts to redraw congressional maps to favor Republicans unfair. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Inflation shot higher last month. The producer price index gained 0.5% from February, 4% higher from 1 year ago. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 194 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group is concerned about Mozambique.
Persecution of Christians is a terrible problem in many parts of Africa, but Global Christian Relief says the situation in Mozambique is being overlooked by the international community. GCR says other leading countries need to press the government in Maputo to, quote, guarantee the safe return and reintegration of Christian communities displaced by insurgency, particularly in regions afflicted by violence since 2024. The group is urging the Trump administration to tie any aid to Mozambique to the government's willingness to address persecution. Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and the media, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they've become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. The races have attracted a lot of attention in contentious districts in Wisconsin, Missouri, Alaska, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Known as the Gateway to the West, there's another nickname you could apply to Omaha. The city could also be called the sinkhole capital of the Midwest.
Video of a sinkhole that swallowed two vehicles in Omaha, Nebraska, captured attention around the world, but hundreds of others happened with little notice. Over the past 5 years, city work crews reported more than 2,100 cave-ins, ranging from small dips in the pavement to gaping chasms. Though most are minor, a Flatwood Free Press analysis found that Omaha sees more cave-ins than several other Midwestern cities. Geologists say the city's susceptibility to sinkholes comes from its soil. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump used a McDonald's delivery to the Oval Office to promote a tax policy that benefits tip earners, allowing workers to deduct up to $25,000 from income earned on tips. More details, SRNNews.com.